The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tennessee couple welcomed a new baby girl, made medical history. Molly Gibson's birth is believed to have set a new record for the longest frozen embryo known to have resulted in a live birth. Her embryo was frozen nearly 27 years ago.
Man.
Molly's older sister Emma was born in 2017, setting a record at the time for the longest frozen embryo to result in a birth. Hers was frozen for 24 years.
So when they're born, you know, because life begins at embryo.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Do they qualify as a 27-year-old?
Yeah. They have to join the Korean army quick.
And was this her embryo?
No.
I was going to say, because I saw these people on the news, and she did not look to be, you know, plus 27 years, you know.
Somebody else's frozen embryos.
Right.
She didn't look to be in her mid-40s.
Was it grandma's embryo?
I'm not sure whose embryos they were.
Keep it in the family?
Whatever, that embryo is too old to get covered by insurance now.
Yeah.
Embryo's got to get its own insurance policy.
Right away.
Like, were these lost in the back of the freezer and they got them a discount price or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Soul. I didn't catch that part.
Well, if you didn't catch it, the rest of us have no hope.
Did they check for freezer burn? They might not be any good.
They're fine. She's born.
Oh.
Does she have freezer burn? Okay.
Does she suffer from freezer burn?
No. She's fine. As is her sister.
Good.
Or can she walk around outside in the snow and it just doesn't bother her?
Yeah, it could be one of
she's got a natural immunity to cold.
First 27 years of her life in a freezer, 27 right?
27 years in a damn freezer.
Right.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
She's Elsa.
It all makes a lot of sense.
I think that has any effect on her personality?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah, too young to tell at
we'll
this point.
Well, no, and even then, you're not going to be able to say, oh, she did that because she was frozen for 27 years.
What's she like? Yeah. I don't know. She's kind of cold.
She's got to know that she's been frozen for 27 years.
Well, somebody's going to tell her.
She'll find out eventually.
Well, she will. We just said her name.
Right. Hell, if we know, she's got to know.
Yeah.
Am I adopted? No, you're from the freezer.
The very back.
So technically, yeah. Adopted.
Yeah.
We know how that turns out.
Just fine.
Yeah, I know. You turned out fine. But
yeah, but you were
never the other ones.
You had no freezer burn.
Nope.
You were fresh.
You were fresh. I was fresh.
You were a fresh baby.
You were a fresh baby.
And he maintains that freshness to this day.
You know that's right.
Fresh and dirty. You were a fair baby. You were a fair baby. That's why you're so randy.
I popped out being hated.
He's right.
Certainly by the family of the biological father.
Yeah, because he had a wife.
And another kid, and born in the same month.
And whatever happened to that kid?
Literally the same month.
And he died.
Wow. Yeah. About 18 years later, but still.
That's horrible. That part of it is horrible.
It really is.
That's the only part I feel bad about is the other kid died.
It really is.
Because you're still kicking, man.
Oh, kicking.
Well after 18.
Kicking.
Well
Well, and you assume it wasn't
Do you think the baby, biological mom hated you?
No.
She gave him up.
And
she certainly didn't love him.
Yeah, well, she didn't love you, but she didn't
hate you. Well, I tell you what, though.
How old was she? Old enough to, she's in her 20s when she had.
No, I don't think
was
so.
Were you her first biological kid?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
She didn't have any more for many years, and they don't want to see me now.
Which I don't, that, there's those people are dicks.
Well, at least she set the bar low.
Yeah.
Those people are the dicks.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I haven't mentioned this either off the air or on the air.
Uh-oh, new information.
Breaking news.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
Recently, my dad gave me a letter that the biological mother wrote while I was still in utero.
To you.
To me.
Knowing you were going to go up for adoption.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Did you read it?
Yes.
Is it heartbreaking?
Once. Oh, no, it's nice. You know, it's like, hey, everybody loves you. You're fine.
But we're still going to get ready.
All lies.
That's two lines. That'd be longer than that.
Yeah. It wasn't a whole lot longer than that.
Was it XXO, XXO at the bottom? What?
I mean, I don't specifically remember. Was
it? Sorry about this. Catch you later.
Yeah, please don't look for me.
I love you so much.
No, there was none of that.
And that's why I'm giving you away?
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Because I couldn't give you a good home.
Yeah. And she also said that the biological father cared for me, and I know that's not true.
Horse hockey.
He might.
Yeah, did you see me check up on that?
Yes, I did. Oh, I did.
The biological father might have cared for you, but he couldn't do anything about it because he would have lost his other family.
That and he had his other kid that got born at the same time.
He was knocking two chicks up within a month of each other. That's why he's your biological dad. That's where it doesn't fall too far from the tree, right there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You got his game.
But now, he said he loved you, but you don't believe
she
it?
She said that he said.
Oh, well.
My favorite part is what,
lies.
Nick, is what Nick said. Please don't look for me. No, really. Did he have it the whole time? Figured you couldn't handle it until you're this age?
No, I don't remember.
Why'd your dad hand it to you now?
He must have forgotten.
He lost it in a box.
No, he probably forgot about it.
Right.
Cleaning out a drawer, which
is what he's been doing lately.
I should have given this to him a long time ago.
That's what he's been doing lately. He can't leave the house, and he's got all this crap accumulated for 100 years, so he's starting to go through it.
I realize you're not emotionally invested in your biological mom, and why would you be? Because you didn't know her, and your real mom passed away a couple years back. It's been probably longer than that now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Craig. And so that's the person that raised you, and that was your mom.
Absolutely.
So, but still, it didn't feel heartfelt at all reading it.
Thinking of
a young girl giving
tugging
up a baby,
at the heartstrings a bit.
Maybe that's why I did not read it again.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I kind of skimmed it, got the gist of it.
Nobody reads to the bottom.
I did read. No, I always read to the bottom. You know that. I have to.
How did she address it? Dear embryo?
I don't remember.
To whatever your name may be.
Yeah, it was probably Bill.
Don't look for me.
Right.
I love you. Don't look for me.
Dear clot.
Your name is Bill.
Right. Dear clot in my womb.
Clot.
Wow.
That is sad. We're not making it sound sad, but it sounds sad.
It's not.
It kind of is.
No, it was very hopeful. It was hey, you know, doing this for your own good. Love you, mean it, don't ever change. You know, but moving on here.
Yeah.
Right.
Now get but seriously, don't come back.
And make something of yourself.
Do you think that would have changed the way you felt about any of the situation if you would have read it earlier?
Thank you, Nick.
Yeah. No, because what the note said was exactly the way my parents couched the whole thing from day one.
So it just reinforced that.
Yeah. Same thing.
Except for that, don't look for me.
Except for that.
Yeah, why is this piece of the letter torn off?
Although my parents never mentioned the biological father. It was always, and I've never really understood this, it's just the focus always seems to be on the biological mother in these situations.
Well, and you only, okay.
Because dad was an asshat.
Right.
Turns out.
Yeah. And a lot of times he doesn't have any say in the matter.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy that both those people are gone, and at one point they got together and were into each other and produced you.
Well, for a minute.
They might have had a longer affair than one sex event. It might have been an ongoing thing.
Did you just say sex event?
Yeah. Well,
we call them back east.
Well, you met
sex events.
And toast machine.
Hey, if you're making a Craig, it's an event, right?
Yeah. I'll give you that.
All right, there you go.
I'll give you that.
That's what I meant to say.
Well, thank you.
If we're going to make a Craig, it's an event.
He thinks it only takes a minute.
What are you going to do?
Right. He's the minute baby.
Could be.
All right. Well, what happened to those biological parents, Craig?
Oh, they're dead now.
All right.